carpet.
The moment you've all been waiting for.
You what?
Well, that hit the spot.
Hey guys, and welcome to the penultimate episode of the Gosscast in 2021. We're one episode away from our final episode. So I want to say a huge thank you again to this season's sponsor of the Gosscast, Greenheart CBD. So started by Paul Walsh and Mark Canavan, the brand has already become a huge hit, even getting a mention in Vogue magazine and goss.ie. You can log on to greenheartcbd.ie right now, where you can choose from the highest quality CBD oils, which are homogenized in the most natural and chemical-free method with full traceability from seed to shelf. While they can't make any medical claims, as CBD oil is considered a food supplement, many have used CBD oil to treat and help issues like anxiety and depression. For more information about Greenheart CBD's oils and projects in which they are working on, you can visit their website, greenheartcbd.ie. So just a reminder, if you're listening to the podcast, we do have a YouTube channel, which we are uploading the podcast to, so you can see my face, Alexander Ryan, and Kendra Becker's face, if you want to. Next week's episode, our final episode, is going to be a big countdown episode. Mm-hmm. So get the Prosecco out. We will be doing a countdown show almost. It'll be a good way to count down to the new year of all the big stories of the year. So for this episode, we're not going to go through everything that happened this year, but we are going to talk about some of the big celebrity juicy hookups and the heartbreaking splits.
Sad times.
The one tier. They're back for this episode. We'll start off with some of the hookups, right? And I feel like this, I know this technically started in 2020, but the public didn't know to 2021. Phoebe Bridgers and Paul Mescal, they may be the new it couple of like Hollywood.
Yeah. Like they're definitely the coolest couple going, I think, the moment.
But they could wear bin bags together.
Yeah. But I think they were first linked like last summer, and it was so random because they were seen in Cork having breakfast in a random cafe. And
people were like, sorry. In the middle of lockdown as well.
Yeah. Well, like I think it was July. I think things were like kind of opened by then. But it was such a big deal at the time because he obviously had just kind of become like hugely famous from Normal People, which was only released like 2 months before that.
And he'd been very coy about his personal life. Wasn't saying if he was dating anyone or not.
Yeah. So I think people kind of saw that, but then we're kind of like, oh, are they just mates? Like, don't really know. But this year it's very apparent that they are a proper couple. Very cute couple. I think over Halloween, they were kind of seen in photos at like this very star-studded party in New York.
Dressed up as Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox. Which we'll be talking about today as well. How iconic that an iconic couple dressed up as another iconic. Yeah. Not like a previous, but like a current equally as iconic couple.
Yeah, I loved it. But like that was... that was kind of one of the first times they've been properly seen together in photos on social media. They didn't post them now, but someone else did. I can't remember who it was. But everyone was kind of like, right, they must be a couple. Mm-hmm. And then I think like a week later, they made their red carpet debut together at like a gala event.
Remember as well before this, Paul gave an interview to GQ magazine. Mm-hmm. And he basically thanked his girlfriend for, you know, being there through the whole journey of fame, that he couldn't have done it without her. And everyone was like, excuse me, who?
And he was like, what? I want that name.
What's happening? But everyone remembered that, number one, not only were they spotted in Cork, but remember there was talk about, he was in her music video, wasn't it? That was what it was.
He was in her music video, which was actually filmed in Cork. So that must have been what they were doing.
And he was
then
a big fan of hers, though. He had said that like he was a fan of her music. And when Normal People first got so big, I feel like he reached out to one or two people that he was like fans of on Instagram. So people knew that like they were chatting, but I don't think people knew straight away they were actually a couple. And now it's like a full year later, nearly a year later, and they're like still together.
Yeah. So they only went to Instagram a fish. Like last month, Phoebe posted a really cute photo of them together, and it's very topical right now because they are in Ireland at the moment. Yeah. So people are basically assuming that Phoebe is spending Christmas with Paul's family.
In Maynooth, of all places.
Are they gonna go to the roost?
Oh my god! Like, all I keep thinking about is him as Connell. It's hard for me to separate the two, and I'm like, Is she going back to Connell's?
But there's been so many funny memes about her being in Ireland for Christmas. Like, you know, the Matt LeBlanc meme of him like being that classic Irish uncle.
Yeah.
And like there's one meme on Twitter doing the rounds at the moment. It's like Matt LeBlanc in that classic pose. Yeah. And he's like, so are you still doing that music thing? Are you? Basically saying like Paul's uncle is going to say that to
Oh
Phoebe.
My God. At least Paul's so an actor though. So if they're like, what do you do? Like saying you're a musician, they're probably like, Fair enough.
Yeah, they're like, cool.
But it's funny because someone that got to Paul Mescal's level of fame, like, historically when that sort of happens, normally you get every babe in Tinseltown. It's like, you are the hottest commodity. He got signed by every agent under the sun. You know, he got auditions for movies. I know actors that have lost roles to movies they were already in because Paul Mescal got, they replaced them. It's funny to see that he actually went and said, like, I'm going to settle down. I'm going to get with someone who's going to keep me grounded. Like, it's interesting that that's how it all went, because he probably could have got with literally anyone. I know many a girl who has slid into his DMs.
Yeah.
Many a girl.
Phoebe is huge though. Yeah. Like, she is really, really, I don't know so much about here. She obviously has like a huge fan base here as well. Mm-hmm. But in America, like, she is massive at the moment.
Think about when Colin Farrell was like huge. He had Britney on his arm. You know, he was living. It's just funny to see the difference. But I remember the same with Jack Rayner, you know, from Transformers. Mm-hmm. He was the Paul Mescal of his time, which was in like 2013, I'd say 2012. And he just settled down straight away as well. Like, I do think there's a fear of getting that level of fame where you're traveling and you're on your own literally all the time. Mm. And yeah, you can ride around and be on different dates all the time, but it's not the same as having someone there that can like be around you, that understands you. And I'd say someone like Phoebe, she probably is like, right, I know what that press junket's like. I know what that venue's like. Like, he probably has someone there that like just gets it.
Yeah. But she's not like, she's obviously really famous and stuff, but she seems very like low-key and like doesn't really buy into the whole like celebrity thing.
Which is, I think, is he doesn't thing. Either.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of
wasn't there a photo of the two of them in GAA shorts? Have I seen this photo or have I made it up?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm going to Google it. If this hasn't happened, it
there's
needs
many
to.
A photo of him and
no, I know that. Let me see. I'm literally typing Phoebe Bridgers GAA shorts. Now, like, if you wanted to know what you should get Paul Mescal for Corimbo, you'd be getting him new shorts. No, I knew I wasn't making this up.
Oh my God.
One second now. Let me scroll down here. Excuse me. Someone was like, nice shorts, Phoebe. They like had a picture from her Instagram. Yeah.
And sorry, she's wearing Gash shorts.
She's wearing the Gash shorts.
Oh my God.
Just to show
Gash iconic shorts. And they're definitely his.
They're definitely his. It was a picture with somebody else. But yeah, they seem like they're such a cool couple. They're like an indie couple. Mm. They're like not trying too hard. Unlike Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian. This is definitely one of the big romance. I know we've talked about them a lot on the podcast.
Haven't really gone into their romance though. Like, we've mentioned
how much further can we go?
How much further?
I mean, they gave us all access on their Instagram, to be fair. But Paul and Phoebe are like the quiet little shy. Aw. And then you've got Kourtney and Travis that are like, look at me.
Yeah.
We're together. They're almost riding in their photographs. It's like, okay. Oh my God, we understand.
Like, I can't go up with that photo he put up the other day of him like kissing her foot.
Kissing
and
her foot.
And he was like, all I want for Christmas.
I didn't see this. He wanted
his
foot.
That was
his
caption.
Is he a foot fetish man?
He must be, yeah.
Feet fetishes are a thing. Like, it's
they
big.
Are a thing.
Yeah. You can sell photos online for like 150
Is that what you do on the side there?
I've actually never been approached, which is upsetting.
Yeah,
you're like, why doesn't anyone want people not like my feet? But no, I know a few girls that have been like literally messaged being like, I'll pay for your foot.
I actually, that just reminds me, I never showed it to you. I got a message in my request the other day and it was like a man asking to be my sugar daddy.
Oh no.
I was like, oh my God, my first sugar daddy message. Amazing.
Oh my God. So you were asked to literally, I want to be your sugar daddy.
Honestly, kind of considered.
So you're like, how much?
I'm like,
what's it for my rent?
Like, I'd actually really like that.
Still can't get over the slimy Instagram. It's just like, there's too many. But then you look at Travis and Kourtney, you're like, did that start out in a slimy DM? I mean, I doubt it. This is definitely the year of their romance in terms of publicity. So they're another ish couple. And how it all happened, it's kind of happened out of the blue, really, though, didn't it? Like, they've always hung out together. No one ever thought they were a couple. They've definitely been pictured at the same restaurant and stuff.
So as we know, like, they've been neighbors for like 10 years. Like, they know each other really well.
Their families know each other.
He was on the show a few years ago. Yeah. Like, their kids hang out and stuff like that.
He was on Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yes.
What was he doing?
He's just randomly in it. I think their kids were hanging out or something. And like,
poor
I think
Travis, he was probably silently in love this whole time.
I know.
He's like, Courtney.
But I think things kind of turned romantic for them very late last year. Like, okay. I think it was around Christmas time. But then they didn't confirm their relationship until February when they posted that picture of them holding hands. Oh my God.
So that means they're engaged and they've been together less than a year.
Yeah.
But I suppose they've known each other for like ever.
And like, their relationship went from 0 to 100. Real quick.
This is gonna be me. Like, everyone says this, and I don't want it to be.
Why?
For the record, because I just don't trust relationships like this. I
Someone's
don't think
actually
they're real.
Said that to me before.
That you're like, just gonna like randomly,
and then you'll just be engaged and married.
But I even mean the PDA levels. Like, I would definitely jump upon a man like in public. I'd be like, no, I just don't think these relationships last.
I think Courtney and Travis will, though.
Courtney and Travis are different. Like, it's a whirlwind, but they've known each other for a very
long time.
So she knows his personality. She knows his ex-wife. We all do now. Like, his kids. He knows about her family. I don't know. That's, to me, that's like a friendship that's blossomed into a romance.
Yeah.
And then they very quickly were like, we are going to get married.
Yeah.
And it's interesting to see her even get engaged. Because, like, Scott did buy a ring. There were conversations.
Yeah.
And definitely the last few seasons of Keeping Up, like, he kind of was saying to her, like, I will marry you. I want to marry you. But she was like,
she was
still
like, no.
One or two more things that you need to do. So I kind of wondered for a while, maybe she's just not into marriage. Maybe she didn't want to get married.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, no, she was just waiting.
She just
for the
didn't
right.
want to marry him.
Yeah. It's just
times.
So sad.
But like,
Scott.
they've had, so obviously, like, they've had such a whirlwind romance. But remember the whole drama with Scott sending... Like, because obviously we know their PDA is so intense. It's been a huge topic of conversation. And so Scott and Courtney, I think it was like early in the summer.
Yeah.
They went to Italy and there was like many a paparazzi photo of him like straddling him in a boat.
You mean Courtney and Travis?
Courtney and Travis.
You said Scott and Courtney.
Oh, sorry.
Wow. Scott's like, I wish.
He's like, I wish.
Let me go.
But then Scott basically DM'd Eunice Benjima.
Who everyone in her family like hates.
Yeah, so this is Courtney's ex. So that's kind of who she dated in between Scott and Travis. And he basically sent Eunice this DM being like, what the hell, man? What did he say again? It was like,
we need to talk about this shit or something. It was literally like, what the fuck?
Oh, he was kind of like really in Italy in front of everyone kind of thing. Basically slagging her and Travis for like being so crazy with their PDA.
I'm Googling the exact DM. Okay. Yo, is this chick okay? Bro, like, what is this in the middle of Italy?
Yeah. So he was
and
basically
then Eunice
like,
replied, can we just say, oh, who everyone hates. Doesn't matter to me as long as she's happy. P.S. I ain't your bro.
Oh!
Now, obviously that's because he knew he's going to publicize that Instagram. Like, he might have said something different.
So Eunice basically screenshot this little message as like he, that. Like, would. Scott's an idiot for DMing him first. Well, he should have known
idiot.
This would have happened.
Yeah.
So he posted it on his story and was just like, I don't know, act the way you do, like, in my DMs.
Keep the same energy you had about me publicly, privately.
That's
a good one.
Yeah. So privately. He basically caused massive shit by doing that. And
caused
like,
a ruckus.
There were sources saying that Scott was, like, really embarrassed, as you
Why
would.
Did he slide? Of all the DMs, the biggest snake in Courtney's life, like, literally.
But it's so awkward because it basically kind of confirmed what everyone already knew, and that he's not happy about her and Travis's relationship.
I know.
And now they're obviously getting married.
And
so
then
like,
remember on the final of Keeping Up, there was that... the kind of the Real Housewives version, the brand Andy from Bravo. I can't see.
Oh my God, can you talk?
Andy from Bravo.
Oh, the reunion.
The reunion.
Yeah.
So I could have said one sentence. remember Andy asked Scott, do you give Courtney and Travis your blessing?
And
he was like,
it was a very mundane
she's
answer.
Happy and Courtney's like,
Yeah.
The two of them like never speak. The way Courtney always annoyed me so much Keeping Up. You literally be like, and then this happened and that happened and blah, blah, blah. Like an hour conversation. She'd be like,
She'd be like,
This is too much. Like she'd just be gone. I love that girl on TikTok who takes her off.
Oh my God,
she's
so good.
Yeah,
she's brilliant.
So I think, do you remember one of the very first photos? This is when we knew they were together. It was literally a picture of Courtney bent over on the beach and it was literally a picture of his hand on her arse and everyone was like, what? Because she was never like that.
Yeah,
never. And then there was more photos where like she was tattooing him, and everyone was like, like this side of Courtney had never been seen before. But I'm kind of all for it. I feel like she's like a teenager, all loved up, and she's, I am hopeful for them. Like, I think they will get married, and I think because they know each other. You see, this is why I don't like whirlwinds in general. Mm-hmm. For example, we'll talk next about Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox. I'm not a believer in that lasting. Absolutely not. They're just like obsessed with each other, like two drug addicts are obsessed with drugs. Like, I can't see any real relationship there. And like that interview with, wasn't it GQ?
Yeah.
Was the cringiest thing I've ever seen in my whole life. He was just like, yeah. And she was like, your rising sign is in.
I kind of like, I love the chaos of them.
But like, ask know. Him what her star sign is. He's like, what?
Yeah.
She's know. Very obsessed with him. Like, any man would be obsessed with her. I mean, we don't need to question that. She is literally the hottest woman alive. But like, she is like obsessed with him. It just doesn't sit right. The romance doesn't feel real.
I don't think it's gonna last. But it's like similar to the way I feel about Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson, yeah. Where I think it's gas, and I'm like, oh yeah, love it.
I mean, they're very PDA levels too. Also, I was thinking, when Courtney and Travis got engaged, was Machine Gun Kelly like, oh shit? Because like, the four of them hang out all the time. Their relationship length is pretty much the same.
Yeah.
Except they didn't know each other for life. That's
well, although Megan and Machine Gun Kelly like started getting together last May or something.
So they're a little bit.
Because they met on the set of their movie, which is coming out soon, actually called Midnight in Switchgrass. And they filmed that at like the end of 2019.
That's going to be absolutely terrible.
Probably, yeah.
Like, I'm not going to watch it.
I probably will.
No. You might watch it just to see.
I will for research purposes.
But I remember one of the first interviews she did about him. Remember, she said like the minute they saw each other, it was like two soulmates.
Yeah.
I was
and then like months later, she split up with Brian Austin Green.
Oh, yeah, shit. Poor Brian Austin. He's
I mean, she claims that so the things were kind of over by then anyway, but he has different turning
he's events. Different imagine leaving your like imagine being a Hollywood actor, having this gorgeous wife, and then she's like, I'm leaving you for this grungy looking singer called Machine Gun Kelly.
It's similar to like Kim, Kanye and Pete, you know.
Or and we're talking about them next as Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde, and choose it Jason Sudeikis. Yeah. Like, it would. Like, how can you cope in Hollywood when those sort of things happen? When someone leaves you for another well-known person.
Well, what you do is you try and get someone better.
I know, but neither like, of them did. Brian Austin Green, I wouldn't say, got someone better than Megan Fox. Either did Jason Sudeikis. Like,
didn't he get back with an ex?
Oh, actually, sorry. Well, she's like a Playboy model. She is stunning. Yeah, she is absolutely stunning. But it's not the same.
Yeah.
It's not the same. But yeah, so Courtney and Travis, I have high hopes. I think maybe this could be real, only because they've known each other.
I think they're going to have a baby.
But in general, you did say that.
Yeah.
You think they're going to have a baby. In general, I can't really think of a world of romance off the top of my head that like has lasted. Can you? In Hollywood.
I was just about to say Kim and Kanye there, but no.
Well, but they knew each other for years.
Yeah, that's
not
true.
Chloe and Lamar.
Oh yeah, they got married after 9 days.
Chloe and Tristan. Like, I'm trying to think of any other like whirlwinds. It's just rare that it actually works, because a whirlwind to me is two people that are just like lust. It's like,
yeah.
Oh my God, I love having sex with you. I love kissing you. I love being around you. And they haven't sat down and been like, what are your values in life? Like, what do you want to do with children? Like, where do you want to live? Like, I just feel like those things never come up. You're just like, I'm obsessed with them.
Yeah.
So that's why personally, I'd rather not have that experience. But yeah. This time next year, I'll be like, oh my God, I'm engaged.
Yeah.
I met him like, 2 weeks ago.
Remember what you said.
You'd be like, for fuck's sake. No, but we will talk about Harry Styles and Olivia.
Yeah.
As the next hookups before we go into some breakups. Because they were definitely one of the jaw-dropping surprise hookups of the year. And one of those hookups where you kind of don't believe it at the start. Like, when the rumors came out, people were like, no, they're just working on a movie together. Yeah. There was pictures of them, but again, they weren't like touching each other. So everyone was like, they're just friends. And then it was like, her and Jason filed for divorce.
Yeah.
And then during like the height of COVID, they were both pictured at a friend's wedding. Remember coming in the driveway?
So that's actually when they confirmed things. So Jason and Olivia, they split. Well, like, news of their split came out last November, but apparently they had split months before that. Yeah. So they'd been broken up like a good while. And then Harry,
I always liked them together.
Yeah, they were so cute. Yeah. I never thought they would break up.
No,
they're one of those couples.
I thought they were like a strong Hollywood couple.
But then Harry Styles was, so Olivia cast Harry in her upcoming movie, Don't Worry, Darling,
mm-hmm. With her directorial debut. It's like such a big deal.
It's not her director.
Is it not?
No.
I thought it was her first movie.
No, because she did Booksmart.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm wrong.
I don't know. Maybe it's her first time writing.
I'm going to Google. But keep going.
Anyway, so he was cast in that with Florence Pugh, I think.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see that. And then in January, so there was kind of whispers that maybe they were seeing each other and everyone was like, what the hell? And then in January, they were both pictured holding hands at his agent's wedding in LA.
Those photos looked so staged, can I just say. They were literally in the garden taking those photos.
But how freaking gorgeous did they both look.
I know.
But it's holy God.
It's funny because I definitely thought that like it was going to be a flash in the pan. But like, I mean, because she has two children.
Yeah.
Harry Styles to me is still 19.
But Harry, so there's a 10-year age gap
between
them. So she's 37, he's 27. But like Harry's always kind of gone for older women.
Yeah.
Like he has.
Yeah.
So like it didn't actually surprise me when those reports started coming
out. It has surprised me because she's a mom with two kids. That's very different to going for an older lady. It's like she has a life. She has an ex-husband. It's complicated. Like I'd say they're probably madly in love with each other for him to. Because like you wouldn't have a fling with someone in a situation like that. Do you know what I mean?
They seem to be really serious. Like because he... So he recently did like loads of big shows in over in the US and stuff, and like I just saw on like Dumois, there's loads of videos of her like in the crowd with her kids and stuff, and like one of the videos Harry's mom was there and was like talking to her kids and stuff.
Really?
So like they're obviously very
so close.
Yeah,
that's wild.
Cute.
Like wild to me. It's very
cute. They've obviously been together like a year now.
Yeah, I know.
So
I feel like I always thought no one was going to like strap Harry down, but like maybe Olivia.
Suppose he's 27 now. Like
that's so young for a man.
I know, but he started out in the industry when he was like
17.
16.
Yeah.
So like you know, that in celebrity years is like
actually
50
it's funny
years.
Looking through these couples like Paul. Harry, like they're going against the grain and wanting to kind of have serious relationships.
Yeah.
But it's funny, I feel like everyone on this earth wanted to get with Harry.
Including me.
Including you. How are you doing? Are you okay?
I'm actually, because remember,
have you gone to counseling?
Remember we were talking in our work group chat and I was like, oh my God, because everyone knows that I love Harry Styles.
Love.
And I was like, you know what? If it was going to be anyone I like, that it's Olivia Wilde because I really like
you
her.
You do actually like her as a person. Yeah.
So I was like, that is a
if
cool
it was Taylor Swift now, I don't know. I think we'd be
well,
having different...
Well, he's been there, done that.
He's been there, done that. But I think we'd have different conversations. Sorry, another shock get together this year that I genuinely never saw coming. I don't know if you did, but Chrishell Staus and Jason Oppenheim.
I cannot like, cope with this couple.
And how dare Netflix do us dirty and not even hint at the romance.
The
and
there neck
was a, there
of
was
that.
A few glances, but I guarantee that was editing. They probably weren't even looking at each other. She's like looking at a mug and they're like her looking at
but
Jason.
But you know, so the season that they just filmed, season 4.
Yeah.
You know, the way they obviously didn't show any of their romance, but they were secretly dating.
I know. That's
the
why I'm like, they did us dirty.
Yeah.
How dare they?
Like,
now,
why?
I feel for her because I think she's been in the press so much since her ex-husband, Justin Hartley, dumped her and like threw her out of their house.
Yeah.
Which is an awful, awful situation. And I did feel really sorry for her when all that first happened. Like, she did seem to be genuinely completely blindsided.
Yeah.
Like, I did feel really sad for her. But I presume she's been very worried about, like, how it would look. Because even she was dating her partner from Strictly, or well, it's called Celebrity.
From
Dancing with the Stars.
Sorry,
in America. And then, remember, she'd been linked to her actual partner who was married. Do you remember? That's what happened. And then she was like, no. And then she got with another dancer from the show. So that all happens. There was a lot of drama around that during COVID. The thing with Jason, because he's her boss, it's like very sketchy because obviously at the start of the series and like the opening episode, she's like, I'm now one of the top realtors in the Oppenheim group. And I'm like, are you?
But like remember, because obviously Jason was with Mary years ago, and that
they're
was
like
a
best
whole
friends
thing.
Still,
but like remember, it like it was such a part of the storyline in previous seasons that Mary was the favorite because obviously like they had
she
been
definitely
together.
Ain't the favorite anymore. And it's interesting because I feel like the two Oppenheim twins, I don't think that like they've ever really wanted to settle down. Like they always kind of joke about how Jason in particular is like
playing the field with models and all this stuff.
But you know the scene where Christine comes in with the baby and like Jason's like mad to hold the baby twice. There was like a little glint in Chriselle's eyes. I saw that time now.
Yeah,
but it's weird. They don't like looking at them together. I don't know.
Because remember, like, because there weren't even any rumors about them being together.
Yeah, it was out of nowhere.
She randomly just put up a photo of them in Italy together in like July or something. And everyone was like, what? And
I know.
At the time, everyone was like, is this a joke?
We were like, is this April Fool's? What month is it?
Yeah. Everyone just assumed it was a joke. But then when we realized it was real, I was like, oh.
And it was interesting in this series because obviously she's trying to date, she's trying to be set up with someone. She's like, I don't know, it's just not a fit. And it's like, is it because you've been in love with Jason the whole time? But there were a few moments where they were talking about things and Jason was like, oh yeah, Chriselle only played that game once or she only did that once. And I was like, are you spending time together outside the show?
They are such a random couple, but like...
I'd be terrified if I was her though, because like, he's her boss. Like, if they break up, what happens? Like, her whole entire life, she's been able to buy her own house for the first time, as she reminded us 7 million times, she's never owned a home. So she's finally able to do that. Like, all these big things. I mean, it's putting that her life a little bit in jeopardy, I would say.
Yeah, I know, especially because she had such a bad situation before where obviously Justin just fecked her out of the house.
So sad. And then remarried her, that other girl straight away, basically. That she also knew. They worked together on soap. Like, so sad. So I'm all like, I want her to be happy, 100%. I just hope for her sake it actually works out. It's a bit of a risk.
Can we talk about that whole scene of your man
on the
boat? And he like grabbed her.
Assaulted her. All like, yeah.
Oh my God.
And he was such a creep.
But have you seen
the interview since?
He has like been posting on Instagram saying that that's like not actually what happened.
It's
like,
it is, man. The cameras don't lie.
Yeah, like
you grabbed her.
No matter what way something is edited, he did that.
The fact he's giving out so much that makes him so much more of a dickhead. He seemed like a dickhead the second he got there. Yeah. Because sometimes I think it's a good idea when friends set you up on blind dates when they're like friends of a friend or whatever. But then I see something like that and I'm like, no. How did Heather think that that would be a good fit?
The whole thing was just so uncomfortable because you could tell from the get-go.
He was all over her.
Ew.
He was all over her. Yeah. No, made me feel sick.
He was like, I just want to talk to you. She was like, I don't want to fucking talk to you. Like,
no, Chriselle and Jason, that's one to watch in 2022. I'm interested to see what actually happens there. Like, if they stay together, whether they stay together or not, I'm looking forward to the season 5 of Selling Sunset. Like, I want to know. I want to know how they got together. I want them to tell the story on screen.
Yeah.
I want to know every damn detail.
Yeah, I also can't wait to see Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian on
in the Hulu
new
show.
Hulu show.
Do you have a date for the new Kardashian show?
I think it'll be early 2022.
Pete Davidson better be in it.
We already know that they did film the engagement, so that is going
to
be in it.
Hurry on, though. It's still too delayed.
It would have to be in January at some stage, or
I'm already over the show because they didn't change the format.
Oh, you're going to watch it.
No, I'll watch it, but it's going to piss me off if it's like, we're just going to the beach now. And I'm like, you're getting engaged. This happened 7 months ago.
I'm interested to see, because obviously they filmed Travis and Courtney's engagement. So, like, is the Kim and Pete stuff going to be in there? Like, it has to be. It has to.
Or maybe she'll be like, I want to keep my private life private, but I'm like, dating this comedian. Yeah. And I'll be like, yeah. And she'll be like, I'm going to SNL tonight. And I'll be like, yeah. Like, I don't know, is it going to be like that?
We're obviously not really going. Obviously, Kim and Pete are one of the biggest hookups of this year. But we're not going to go into it because
too much on it.
We went through it in the
other
episode.
There was someone I literally just thought about as a hookup and I've completely forgot. But I was about to say, like, oh my God. And I've forgotten. But you know what we should talk about though is Adele and Rich Paul.
Yeah.
Even just because this is the year of Adele's comeback in general. Yeah. And obviously her album is all about the demise of her marriage, her divorce, you know, explaining her divorce to her kids. It's all very gloomy and sad. But then like on the other side of things, she's actually in like a really good relationship now.
Mm. She seems really happy. Like, so they, and it kind of was out of the blue. She was pictured at the NBA finals with Rich Paul, who's very, very famous sports agent over in America. And everyone was kind of like, oh my God, are they a couple? And
so
then
random.
All of a sudden, like there were sources saying that they had been dating for months and that she was really happy. She just seems to be living
her
best
life.
Yeah,
it's interesting because obviously when she's talking about her marriage with Simon, it's like so sad, like everything that happened. And then when she's talking about, well, she hasn't really said much about him, but she has said that she's
very happy,
really, really happy. And she's with someone who like gets her and understands. It's just a funny, like you wouldn't put the two of them together.
And he's very much her vibe as well, because he's obviously very well known in like the sports world and stuff, but he's not like hugely famous.
Yeah, I didn't know who he was at all.
Yeah, as he's not like a celeb.
Yeah.
So I think that's her kind of, because she's very low key. She doesn't really like being a celebrity. She's said that before.
Yeah.
So even though she's literally like one of the most famous people in the world. So
yeah, I never watched her an audience with, which I know you told me to, but sometimes I see clips popping up. And I saw a clip and it was her talking about being pulled over by a cop in America, that part.
Yeah.
And how he basically, his wife rang and was like, don't tell it, like, let Adele drive off. It's like, does she even know how famous she actually is? No. Like, I don't even think she knows. Sorry, I remembered who I was going to say, but I don't know if this is actually 2021 or was there romance revealed in 2021, but Tom Holland and Zendaya.
Oh, that dates back years.
Is it years?
Yeah, they've been going out for years.
It's interesting watching their relationship unfold at the moment, because every time I go on TikTok, there's a clip from one of their interviews.
Mm.
And it's all these really... Have you been watching any of these clips?
Yeah, no, like, they're so cute.
In love with each other. It's the sweetest thing. I think they're my favorite couple.
Because they've been in the Spider-Man movies together for a few years. And but I think they've been on and off. Okay. I don't think they've been dating exclusively for that long.
But this year they're fully while, like, we're in love.
She was with Jacob Elordi.
I don't know from, who he is.
Oh my God, how? He's so hot. He's in Euphoria with her.
I know, you told me to watch that. I haven't seen it.
So good. And Tom, he was with a British model for a while. So they have been kind of on and off.
Where? But they're definitely, do well.
They're definitely very much back on this year.
They're so like in love.
They're doing the press run for the Spider-Man. New Spider-Man, which is apparently amazing. I really want
to
see it.
It's brought in the most money to the box office out of any.
Yeah.
So funny, I keep seeing memes of like Tobey Maguire or Andrew Garfield just being like sad. And just like Tom Holland being like,
yeah.
Hey. I know I'd love to see it, but like it's not ours to go to the cinema right now in the middle of
I really want to see it. I wish, because you know the way they were doing that before, where they were releasing things on Disney Plus, so you could pay. They're not doing that for Scarlett Spider-Man. Yeah,
because Scarlett Johansson tried to sue them. Remember that Marvel?
No, I think they're just saying that they're leaving it like 45 days or something like that until they actually put it on Disney Plus.
That's definitely because of the lawsuit, though, because Scarlett Johansson was like, you have to give the cinema releases a chance before you're going to put it on Disney Plus.
I preferred that though.
Going to cinema?
No, I prefer that they had the option that you could pay 20 something.
The deal that she did was specifically to do with profits from the box office. So it's kind of her own problem. It's just that's the deal she opted for, because pre-COVID, that's where you'd make extra money. It's like a fighter getting money off their pay-per-views. And in her contract, it never said that we might actually put on Disney Plus. But in fairness, I don't think they did it out of malice. It's because of COVID. They were like, we want people to see the movie. Like,
yeah.
But no, I would rather watch all that on Disney Plus. Like,
yeah.
I'm happy.
It's the same with like the likes of Cruella. I think the whole Disney Plus release actually is good for that.
And actually, there's good TV shows like coming to Disney that aren't child friendly. Like they're actually really good. I want to watch them. I want to talk about some of the spits. The main one thing we should talk about is Gigi Hadid and Zayn Malik, because so much went down. This is just a really big story this year. Now, was I surprised? No. I think Zayn has always been a little bit troubled over the years. They've been very on and off, the two of them. Like, there's been always rumors they've broken up, they're back together, they're broken up. Then, obviously, they had their little girl, who I'd say is, like, the most beautiful child on earth.
So gorgeous.
Like, never seen a photo. Kai. But basically, when was this actually?
It was in October, the whole Yolanda stuff.
They're basically, TMZ released a story that Yolanda was like filing charges against Zayn Malik.
That she was, so it didn't say that she had.
But she was going to.
But it said that she was considering filing charges against Zayn after he, and it said in quotes, struck her. And everyone was like, what?
I know.
And like the story was only out like a few minutes and Zayn immediately
had a full statement at the
immediately released a statement basically denying the whole thing, saying he never did that and that he had tried to settle it privately with Yolanda, but then
he didn't
accused her of leaking
properly issue denial to doing nothing though. He was just like, this needs to stay between my family.
But he did deny like physically
hurting her.
Yeah
but like the quotes and stuff were so bad in the TMZ article, like that he called her a Dutch slut,
fucking Dutch slut and all the stuff.
Like, how do you come back? Imagine saying that to your mother-in-law. Like, how could you ever get back with Gigi after that?
It's so bad.
It's such
but
a
like
weird story.
How the story unfolded, it just got worse and worse. So like initially the TMZ story said that like she was considering filing charges, and then we found out, so court documents were released and they basically said that Zayn was charged with 4 criminal charges of harassment. And I think, what was it, He like pleaded no contest.
Yeah, which means he doesn't deny that, yeah, that happened.
But in his original statement, mm-hmm, he said that he pleaded no contest so that it wouldn't be made public. Mm-hmm. So he was basically saying like, that's why I pled that way.
That's not how it works though. That's not true. Yeah. It's so weird. I don't know. And like Gigi never said anything about it, which is funny. Do you remember her rap just was like, she's focused on Kai. Bye. Yeah. See ya.
So yeah, all of this happened, and obviously before this all like hit headlines, everyone assumed that Zayn and Gigi were still together
and that everything was okay. And then literally at the end of the article, I was like, Zayn and Gigi have parted ways.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
It's like, oh, well,
could you stay with your partner after he allegedly shoved your mother and called her a slut?
And the details were pretty bad. Like, they basically, obviously, he called her like a Dutch fucking slut.
Yeah.
And said that he, she claims that he like pushed her into a dresser and all this stuff. So what happened was, this is what she's claiming happened. So Gigi was away in Paris on like a modeling job or something. And Zayn was at home in their... They have like a farm in Pennsylvania,
yeah,
which is so where they are random. Most of the time, yeah. I think.
So random, though.
So random. And it's what it sounds like is that Yolanda came over to maybe see Kai or something, yeah, and Zayn was like, fuck Get off, out.
Yeah,
pretty much, and was like, you can't like be here. I think
you
she
can't
might
just
have,
show up, yeah,
yeah, essentially along those lines. And then the court document said that Zayn rang Gigi and was like, you need to defend me and all this stuff, like so dramatic.
And isn't there rumors now that they've been like seen together? So people are wondering, are they getting back together or are they just co-parenting?
I saw I'm always talking about Dunois.
I know. But when I started watching the page, but I don't really like it creeps me the fuck out. I don't like it's like Gossip Girl. Imagine that, yeah, was here in Ireland. It's like stalking people. They're getting random followers to literally stalk people and take pictures of them. No, I'm not a
it's
fan.
It's essentially like sources and insiders, though. It's pretty much the same.
No, that's
like,
not how that works, though. In Ireland, you can't.
Yeah, no, I know.
Like, I think it's very bad. Like, that there, she's just like, oh, apparently, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, that could ruin someone's life. And then she's, yeah, like, well, anon.
No, she only...
It's like Bloggers Unveiled. I'm sorry, it is. It freaks me.
She only really puts a bit... Like, most of the time, she does block out people's names.
Yeah,
unless it's like the people
sending it, she does. But
she blocks out celebrities' names.
Well, I looked
like
at it,
really
I
big
looked at
things.
It yesterday, and there was loads of scandal. And I was like, oh my god, I can't believe she just posts that.
Yeah.
So I'm not a big fan personally, but I did see that someone sent a picture in of Zayn and Gigi.
Yeah, and then she basically, because people were kind of like, oh, are they together? And she was like, I'm hearing from people that they're not together and they're just trying to co-parent.
Who is Dunois? Do we know? It's like Gossip Girl. See? Don't like anonymous pages.
I think they do like interviews and stuff. Like
the girl though. Do you know, yeah, who she is? Oh right, okay.
Yeah, people
okay,
maybe do
that's
know
a bit better then. Yeah, okay. Because anonymous things freak me out. So yeah, Zayn was fined. He was put on probation, and he has to do anger management classes and a domestic violence program.
Yeah,
I mean, surely no, it's no harm. Like,
I mean, they can hardly really get back together after this, can they? Like, I don't know.
No.
I wouldn't be surprised.
It's hard when there's a child involved.
Yeah.
And I think Zayn is another one of those very intense people. Like, I'd say it's very easy to fall in love with him. Like, I'd say he's very intense. That's a sad one now. That hasn't ended great. Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello. I feel like fans worldwide must be devastated by this one because the two of them have such huge fan bases, don't they?
Mm. Yeah, so they were together for like 2 years, but I think they were really good friends before they got together in like 2019 or something. And I think people had always kind of been rooting for them to get together because they were such good friends.
Yeah.
So people kind of loved them even more when they got together.
And wasn't he with Hailey Baldwin,
yeah,
AKA
before
Hailey Bieber, when she Camila was like in love with him, was not the same sort of period where they were friends and like not the whole story. Someone said
because she Camila was in a relationship with this guy who owns a dating
guru.
App.
Yeah, yeah. But this is the story I've heard that they were. He's like a ride. Your man Matthew. He always comes up on TikTok. He's on like every TikTok video. I was obviously watching TikTok last night. The story apparently was that she was in love with like Shawn Mendes.
Mm-hmm.
And then Shawn was like, no. And then she got with your man Matthew. And then when she got with your man Matthew, Shawn was like, actually.
Yeah.
And then she left him for Shawn Mendes.
Yeah, I think there was always kind of like a when they were friends and then they finally got together.
And it's funny because so many people still to this day think that they had a showmance.
Yeah.
Do you
But like initially...
It?
I don't know.
I thought at the time, because they came out with Senorita, yeah. And I was like,
initially, I was like, that's not.
But great. Then I saw photos of them outside a cafe. Do you see that in like LA, obviously breaking up or whatever? And she's like bawling her eyes out in the pictures. And I was that's like, really that's sad. So sad. Like, I'd say that's a proper, proper breakup. But Joan, I'm sick of couples being like, we're ending our romantic relationship and we're still going to be friends. Yeah, and they said
they're like, main friends.
I'd love someone just to come out and be like, he fucking pissed me off and like, we're not together. Yeah. I've blocked him.
I also hate the whole like, posting the same joint statement. The same statement, at least change it a bit.
If you're married with kids for a decade, maybe. But it's like, you're dating 3 months and it's like, guys, we'd really like to... Actually, speaking of... Kaz and Tyler from Love Island. A 3 month romance.
Yeah.
And they're like, hi guys, we're so sad to let you know. It's like, no one cared that much. Now I've seen a little bit of reaction.
They were on a dating show.
They're on a dating show. But like the drama of the two statements. Now I think I said this before when we were talking about Love Island. Like, I never believed Tyler for a second. The minute he walked into the show, I was like, good luck.
Good luck.
I felt like he knew Kaz had like the public vote because people really liked her. She was getting on really well and he knew she was alone and he just went for her. I never thought they were going to last. Did you?
No, I didn't. But like, yeah, they're kind of the first Love Island couple from this series that were actually a proper couple
that have broken up.
So it's interesting to see who will be next, because I don't think all of them will last.
Who do you think will be next?
I don't know.
Millie and Liam. Well, they did just move in together, though, didn't they?
All of them, so all the other finalists are living together now.
Toby
so
Faye, and Chloe, Faye and Teddy. Yeah. Okay.
And Millie and Liam, they're all living in their own houses.
Poor Kaz. I do feel for her.
Sad times.
But he was a snake.
Yeah.
An absolute snake. Mm. A gorgeous, tall snake, but a snake nonetheless. Like, he was. I remember seeing him being like, I get it, but no. And then when he was in Casa Amor... you know,
yeah, because he brought back Clarice.
God, you remember that breakup scene? That was terrible. She was like, you could have just left me there.
Yeah, and she was like I want to go. She was like,
but I also felt the same thing, that when he came back to the house, he was like, shit, actually Kaz is the one everyone's gonna like. I don't know, that's my opinion. I just feel like a lot of it was game playing. I don't think he was in love with Kaz, because also by the end, like, everyone was getting official. He didn't even ask her to be his girlfriend.
No, he waited until after the show.
Like, shouldn't you know when you've been literally living with someone, also, got with someone else, left them again to go back to you?
Can we talk about the way he did that? So he obviously did it. He asked her to be his girlfriend on the reunion show.
Oh, yeah.
In front of all of her family and friends. It was weird.
So creepy.
I was like, can you not do that? That was really weird.
Do you know what else I didn't like in that episode is when Lib met up with Jake? And she's like, so what do you think? Like,
yeah, and he was like, I'm just busy. She was like, all right, you prick.
I know, she really wanted to like meet him for a coffee or something.
Like, at least, like, these lads really annoy me. Like, at least soften the blow by being like, you're an amazing girl. Yeah. Like, blah, blah. He was like, I'm busy.
Fuck off.
I'm busy.
Yeah, goodbye. And she was like,
I'm busy doing what?
Doing what? Like,
selling fucking shit on Instagram. Like, I don't know.
And his photos look really weird. It's just him walking around in a suit all the time, just being like,
yeah.
It's like, no one cares, Jake. No one cares.
No one.
I think he's one of the least amount of followers from that show.
You also like can't really use busy as an excuse after Love Island at the moment, because they're not really doing all the personal appearances and stuff. So I'm just like,
no man on busy this earth can use the excuse, I'm busy. You'd be busy for a day or two. You can't be busy for 6 months straight. Yeah. Well, apparently some people can, but you know, they shouldn't be. They shouldn't be busy all the time. Another breakup this year, actually, was a bit, I found a surprise, was Kaylee Cuoco and Carl Cook.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for her. This is her second divorce.
Is it?
Yeah, she married that tennis pro. He was gorgeous, actually. Yeah.
I think people were
Ryan Darling, wasn't that his name? Oh, if I made this up, there's something wrong with me.
Yeah.
Because Darling is such a specific name.
Now, it wasn't really much of a shock about her and Carl Cook, though, because I remember when they got together and then they got married and everything, they were very much loved up. But I think for like a year before they actually confirmed...
Sorry, Ryan Sweeting. So it's not Darling, but I knew there was an ing and it was nice.
Sweet and Darling.
Sweet and Darling. And then she was with the guy who played Superman for a while. Do you remember that? But everyone said that was a setup. What's his name? Superman. Yeah, they both had the exact... Henry Cavill.
Oh,
they both
had
the same agent, though.
He's stunning.
But she famously said after that her life with after having a fling with him and changed forever, like, she became so, like, everyone was so obsessed with her relationship status all of a sudden.
Oh,
so
right.
Then she met Ryan, then she married him very quickly. Whirlwind. Mm. Whirlwind. Romance. But with, now in fairness, why are you saying that it wasn't a surprise? They were very hooked up on Instagram.
But there was a lot of stories that apparently they were living separately. Like,
oh,
and,
right, okay.
But she would say it in interviews and be like, oh, yeah, like,
because of work, though.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
But, like, that they lived in
Hollywood
completely separate
states.
Hollywood
marriages are so odd.
So odd.
Like, it's so...
Anything goes.
Like, honestly.
Like Will Smith and Jada, for example.
Like, man and wife living in separate states. That's how Kanye would want it. But, like...
Yeah.
It's not right.
It's not.
I do feel sad for though. I remember them uploading the video of her engagement. Do you remember that? The proposal. She's, like, bawling her eyes out. She did seem really happy, but alas, it didn't last.
It was very interesting, though, because, like, she confirmed their split in, like, September. And only a few weeks later, she was actually linked to Pete Davidson. Because she filmed... I actually cannot wait to see this.
That does look good, actually.
It looks very good. Yeah. So she filmed this upcoming rom-com called Meet Cute with Pete. And looks really good. Cannot wait to see it. But I don't know. I think they're obviously just mates, but they were like posting photos together on Instagram and stuff.
I know. Actually, did you see the whole Miley Cyrus thing? So obviously...
Yeah, they're hosting the New Year's.
Yeah, and she like sang to him and it was like very funny on was it Stephen Colbert show or the Late Late Show?
No, it's like Jimmy Fallon.
One of the Jimmys.
Jimmy Fallon.
But I saw somewhere that people were saying that she was spotted. He was spotted after that show going into her garage in one of her homes.
Now, they are really good friends. They've
already?
Been friends for years, yeah.
But why did she sing that serenade being like, why didn't
I
you
think
pick
she was
me?
Just joking.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because they'd be kind of a hot couple.
They would be a hot
couple. I'd be into Miley and Pete.
Yeah. I would be into that as well.
I wonder, does Ariana sometimes read the news, open up the paper and go, Jesus Christ, like, I made that man. Like, does she not mind? Is she okay with this?
I'd say she is.
Like, is she like, fly, Pete, fly.
But like, did you see only a few weeks ago, Kim put
they
on
were
her
engaged.
Kim put on her story, Ariana sent her makeup stuff and she was like, thank you so much, Ariana.
And then it's like her and Pete trying it on together.
Yeah.
I suppose Pete was the one left devastated in that split, to be fair.
Yeah,
it wasn't
yeah.
Ariana.
She was like, thank you. Next.
He's like, right, okay. I'll show you who's next.
Yeah. He's like listing them all.
Kim Kardashian. Like, you're like, oh my God, Kate Beckinsale. Like, I am interested to see what happens with the Kim. I know you're like, it's over. So I'm just, imagine they got married. Like, I would die. I'd pass.
Kim and Pete. I never said it would be over.
You just said it wouldn't last.
No, it won't.
Kim Kardashian Davis.
Like, can you imagine
KKD.
Him being stepfather to Northwest? Northwest would trample
them,
all over
giving
him.
Giving them weed, probably. Like, just being like, yeah. Hey, it's fine. It's cool. It's all good. I think he's definitely just someone you enjoy. Enjoy time with. You just like have a laugh.
Yeah.
Laughed into bed.
Yeah.
So a funny one this year, well, it's not funny for her probably, but Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez. What I say it's funny is because they broke up and then suddenly she was back
like
with Ben
weeks,
Affleck.
Weeks
there's
later.
So much talk and whispers about like what happened. Is the romance with J-Lo and Ben real? A lot of people are not convinced.
What?
In Hollywood. Yeah. Have you, like, so many people don't think it's real. Look at the timing.
That's sad.
And this is all alleged, obviously. But this, like, the timing of it. Jennifer and A-Rod, I'd say they were broken up 2 weeks by the time she was seen with Ben. And I just thought, I'm watching too much TikTok. But
I remember
thought,
there was rumors weeks before that they had broken up.
Yeah, I know. So it was a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But still. Anyway, I was watching a TikTok and this girl, she debunks whether couples are real or not. They're like pure couples or not. And she was talking about them. And she did make one valid point that I was interested in. She was talking about all the photos that were released, as in like how we found out they were together. And I do watch this with a very keen like detective eye. Because when Taylor and Tom Hiddleston, like I know who took those photos. I know how it got to the press. Like they were completely planned. But Backgrade are the ones that took the very first photos of Ben and Jen. And the same ones. Remember they accidentally recreated the Jenny from the Block video with his hand on her ass. It was Backgrade as well. And a lot of people know that those photographers are very close to the celebrities. Like nearly everyone in Hollywood
knows. The Kardashians
knows.
Always post their photos.
Yeah, because they tell them, I'm going to be here at 9 o'clock. And they're allowed to use their photos. Like that's just what normally happens. I'm not saying that is what happened. But anyway, going through their romance in the first few weeks, anyway, in the first few months, all of that was like released to the press.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe it is the real deal, but they really wanted to do the whole publicity tour about it all. As in, she wanted to make sure people knew she wasn't this sad woman after the A-Rod thing. But like, her and Alex were engaged. She did not shut up about him. I've listened to an entire Oprah episode about her and Alex. It's strange to go from that to suddenly be in love with the man you were with 20 years ago and now it's all okay and everything's fine.
I know.
It's not like, I don't think that's very realistic. I'm not saying they're not real, but the way it all happened is suspect.
I mean, I think if it's fake on anyone's part, it's probably J-Lo. I think Ben Affleck has been waiting at her door for
with
years.
Cigarette
being like, will she fucking break up with your man so back. I can swoop in here?
Like, he was dating Ana de Armas, who is gorgeous. Such a ride.
Yeah.
Like, this is what I mean. Like, the timing, it was good. Because it was like, poor Ben, how did he fuck this one up? He's out smoking by the bins
and
again.
And like, J-Lo has like reinvented Ben. Like, I spoke about this before. Like, Ben... Like, obviously I thought Ben was hot years ago and I was like, oh my God, gorgeous. But then like in recent years, I've kind of been
Pearl Harbor years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But recent years, I've been a bit
Armageddon. Remember
Armageddon? Oh, I don't want to close my eyes.
That is such a good song.
Oh my God.
Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis.
Why?
So good. But
like, yeah, he did go through a period then where people really didn't like him.
And then when they started getting together again, everyone was like, oh my God. Like, she definitely was like, here, use a bit of J-Lo beauty there.
Yeah.
And like, you know?
Like, suddenly a new filter.
Yeah,
she
like made him use her skincare
routine. An extra
routine.
Glow.
Yeah.
We have to talk about the interview he did on Howard Stern, talking about his marriage to Jennifer Garner, which is so bad. So remember I talked about it and I thought that they were In-N-Out Burger. It was Jack in the Box. Remember, like,
just to correct yourself.
Just a correction there. But you remember a couple of years ago, Jennifer, even though they were divorced, drove him to rehab via a Jack in the Box drive-through. So like, she's obviously a very loving, protective friend, ex-wife, whatever. And then for him to be like, well, I drank because I felt trapped in my marriage with her, and if I'd stayed with her, I'd still be drinking now. It's like, she drove you to rehab.
Yeah.
So how is that true? She literally physically brought you there.
Yeah. And I think to blame an addiction on any person is so horrible.
Bad.
Whether you think that they caused it or not.
You should never.
Don't be saying that in an
another
interview.
Person,
especially if you've kids
involved. Yeah. But a person can't cause another person's addiction.
No.
I'm sorry, they can't. Even if you fall off the wagon because you've been arguing with someone, you make that choice to take that drink or whatever substance it is. It's just so bad. But it was just, I thought it was interesting because he said all that. And then Jennifer Lopez came out with a statement, which again is very pure.
Mm.
Like, does she need to release a statement about the interview? And she released a statement being like, oh, there's reports that I'm not happy with Ben, but I am. Like, you know, I respect him so much as a father and as a co-parent.
Mm. And he obviously released his own statement as well, basically being like, I think this is stupid though, because he's like, oh, they're kind of taken out of context. And it's like, but it was a filmed interview.
Yeah, he was saying that the interview was 2.5 hours long and if you listened to it, blah, blah, blah. But it's like...
But like, you know, fair enough, it was a written interview.
Yeah.
That could be taken out of context.
There's
like,
receipts.
You can watch it yourself.
There is receipts. There is receipts. I just feel sorry for Jennifer Garner. I remember she did an interview after they broke up. I think it was in Vanity Fair or something. Do you remember their divorce took years?
Yeah, yeah.
Whenever they officially got divorced, she said something and it really stuck with me, the quote. She said something like, Ben is the sort of guy that would make you feel like the most important person in the world and in the next second treat you like an absolute stranger.
Yeah.
And it's such an addict tendency for, especially in relationships, to feel like that hot and cold with someone.
Yeah.
And I remember being like, God, I'd say she stayed in that marriage for
very
long extra time because of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
I remember feeling so sorry for her reading that. And then she must be like, what a smack in the face to like... basically be blamed for your alcoholism.
Yeah.
And she's not driving him through Jack in the Box again.
She'll never do that again.
No. Will J-Lo?
But like...
or will, like,
J-Lo would not
exactly.
be...
Exactly.
Yeah.
She won't be there.
But like, it's so interesting though, because only like 2 years ago or something, he said in an interview that his biggest regret in life was splitting up with Jennifer Garner.
So
it's just
up.
Like, oh.
But I find this with addicts. They rewrite history all the time.
Yeah.
And instead of being like, I take responsibility for my actions, I did something bad. It's like, it was my wife. It was my marriage.
Yeah. He's very notorious though for putting his foot in it during interviews and stuff. Like, he just says the shit and you're
do
like,
remember that
Ben,
like really famous interview?
Fucking hell.
It's like, hello darkness my old friend, and it's like the movie hasn't been doing well and he's just like staring, you know. That one I saw one the other day actually with Leonardo DiCaprio and Meryl Streep. Did you see it? It was like kind of going viral on Twitter and it was asking Meryl a question and Leo's like, staring.
He's like I've done about 7,000 interviews today.
Like, I'm done.
Can't wait to watch that. That's out this
week. Don't
look
up. Yeah, I'm excited to watch that. I love Jennifer Lawrence. I'm a Jennifer Lawrence fan.
She hasn't been in anything in ages.
I know.
I'm very excited.
Before we go, let me see if there's one more we should chat about.
Shanice and Luke, I think.
Shanice. Now, I don't care for them because I didn't follow them really, but
a lot of Love Island people cared for them.
Yeah. No, they did used to come up on my TikTok, so I know they're very popular. What actually happened? Because they haven't confirmed anything yet.
Yeah, so they actually haven't confirmed anything, but The Sun reported that basically a few weeks ago that they broke up. Like, they were living together. They had a dog. They only got a dog together.
They had a TikTok together.
Like,
that's when you know.
Yeah. That's essentially being engaged.
Yeah, I mean, if Ben and J-Lo bring out a TikTok together, I'll be like, right. Oh, I take everything back. It's real. So imagine Kim and Pete Davidson did a TikTok.
Oh my god.
With North.
Iconic.
No, RIP my life. I'd pass away. I'd be like, right.
Sorry, Ben. That just reminded me. Remember that video that did the rounds of him on Ray? And he sent that video.
I don't know why you blocked me.
Yeah, he was like, he said her name and he was like, it's me, Ben.
It's Ben.
That was so creepy.
But this is why I need to send you the TikTok of this female detective who loves breaking people apart in these stories. But she was talking about how that had just happened before him and J-Lo got back together.
Yeah,
so
I know.
Like, let's clean up that image. Like,
I know.
Wipe it off. Wipe off the dirt.
Yeah.
With J-Lo Beauty. Hashtag blessed.
Yeah, so to go back to Shanice and there isn't really much because they haven't confirmed anything, but they were kind of the most popular couple.
Yeah.
Even though they didn't win.
From the winter
They came
series.
Second from the winter version of Love Island.
Poor and Paige is like, excuse
she's
me.
She's like, fucking hell.
Paige too.
They're actually still together.
Yeah, they're a cute couple.
They are a cute couple. But everyone just loved Shanice and Luke. Remember they did that dance during the talent part of Love Island. People just loved them. So when we wrote the story about them breaking up, Michael Fry, who is a Love Island fan, because he was a commentator during our
Love Island live stream,
he shared it on his story and he was like, if this is true, love is dead.
I know. People do love them.
I was like, oh my God.
So they lasted quite long as well, to be fair.
They
gave it a proper go.
2 years.
Like, obviously, we'll talk about it next week on the countdown to the end of the year, but Maura and Giovanni, Maura and
Chris Taylor.
There's been a few Love Island stories, but what are your predictions for 2022? Breakups or engagements? Or babies, if you want to throw that in with Courtney and Travis, for example.
Yeah, I definitely think Courtney and Travis will have a baby. That's like a prediction. I think a lot of hookups that happened, because we're still technically in the we are in the pandemic at the moment. I think a lot of people get into relationships and it's kind of easy going now, but
intense.
Then once life does actually get back to normal, which hopefully it fucking will in 2022,
then they'll break up,
fingers crossed, that they'll break up. So yeah, I think there could be trouble ahead for maybe Machine Gun Kelly, Megan Fox, Ben Affleck and J-Lo. I think you made some good points there,
just saying,
but I think he would be devastated.
There's definitely pictures of him smoking by his bins again.
Oh my god, can't wait.
Just been like
Kim and Pete, as I said before, I don't think they will last, but I'm here to watch it until it does end.
Any engagement?
Engagements.
I think Molly May and Tommy Fury, we could see.
Definitely.
We could see a ring. They've had a tough year.
Yeah.
She's had an amazing year in some ways and a shit year in other ways, but I think they could definitely get engaged. I think Chriselle and Jason are not going to last.
That's
going to be a split. It's going to be awkward, but it will be the storyline for season 6, so it'll be something to watch. I think Paul Mescal and Phoebe Bridgers could get engaged, or I don't know, move in together. I don't know. I feel like that's going to go
the
on
type
the level
where they would just randomly get married and be like,
we got married in the tree yesterday.
Yeah.
And also Taylor Swift as well, and her beau, who I've even forgot his name of because literally we never talk about him.
There's a lot of rumors, obviously, very allegedly, that they secretly got married.
Oh, really?
There's a lot of, because you know the way she loves to do her Easter egg things?
Yeah.
When she released Folklore, and you know the way she wrote some songs with him on that album?
Yeah, his name was
in a lot of, in her music videos, she's wearing a wedding dress. There's been a lot of Easter egg things to say that they secretly got married. Yeah.
Would she not share an old pic now?
I don't think so. I think they're very private. They've always been really private.
Surely someone in the know would know that they've been married.
I don't know.
Okay, right, I'll take that back. If they're already married, I think Zayn and Gigi will probably get back on again and back off again.
Yeah.
But there'll be more on and offs there. I think Kanye will continue to try to get Kim back, but it ain't gonna work.
I know.
And yeah, I'm the same as you. I think Travis and Courtney are in it for the long haul. Yeah. Maybe a baby.
So cute.
But I wouldn't be too sure about Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox. Yeah. I feel I'm not sure. what a note to end on. I'm like, yeah,
I'm not sure about anything.
Oh my god. And like, we were like, the amount of engagements and baby news we're gonna see in the next few weeks.
Oh my god.
I'm not prepared.
No.
I wanna put my phone on airplane mode and be like, no, I don't wanna see it. I don't wanna see
it. I pretend to not see it.
But hopefully 2022 is the year of love for most people.
Yeah.
We're like we hope so. I'm like, fuck you all, but also delighted. So before we let you go, just a reminder as well that this episode of the Gosscast has been brought to you by Irish owned CBD company Greenheart CBD. Don't forget, you can log on to greenheartcbd.ie right now to shop their entire range. So thank you so much, guys, and Merry Christmas from myself and Kendra. Woo. And we will chat to you for our countdown show, where we're going to be counting down the biggest celeb stories of the year.
Merry Christmas.